Good afternoon, New Philly, Hongdae Omega. As Pastor Mark, I'm really nervous right now. It's a great privilege to stand before you today. As Pastor Myung-hwa shared, for those who do not know me, my name is Paul Jisung Park, and I am a leader at this house. I grew up here in Seoul, South Korea, and currently I am serving my country, South Korea, as a first lieutenant interpreting officer in the ROK Air Force as part of my mandatory military career. Today, I am here to share with you what God did in one of the most difficult times in my life. So right after graduating college on February 28, 2016, I entered boot camp to receive 3 months of basic military training. And there are many things to say about boot camp, but for one thing, boot camp is a merciless place. 100 push-ups will be followed by another 100, and another, and another, until you're convinced that the man standing before you is there to break you. One time we were given a short break in the middle of some harsh training, and my legs felt like they would break at any moment. And in despair, all I could do was massage my legs with my two hands, praying to God that my legs will last until the end of the day. And during this time, I also came to see a lot of my ugliness within me. They say in the military that no man is left behind, but when it came to saving my own skin, I was so ready to leave anyone lagging behind. And I was appalled by my selfishness. And in that dry season, I desperately held on to the word of God. At the beginning, there was barely any time to read my Bible. In fact, there was barely enough time to wash my feet before going to bed. So I started to memorize big chunks of scripture and meditate on them throughout the day. I would quickly read a verse in the morning and recite it the entire day in my head. And I would add a verse each day. And the first part of the Bible I memorized goes like this. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. Romans chapter 5. And I remember one day as I was meditating on these verses, I felt sudden joy rushing into me. There was hardly any reason to be joyful. I was still in my miserable state, tired, hungry, and cold. I had nothing. I was in control of nothing. And yet, there was joy deep down in my soul. When I was undeserving, when there was nothing good in me, Christ had died for me. And the Savior did not remain in the grave, but he was glorified. He was lifted high, and above all, he is alive. True joy did not come from my circumstances, but from knowing him and how much he loves me. The joy of the Lord was truly my strength. Those long 3 months finally came to an end, and on June 2nd, 2016, I was commissioned as a second lieutenant officer. But unfortunately, that was hardly the end of my hardship. I shared at the beginning that I am an interpreting officer, and my job is to interpret from Korean to English and vice versa between the U.S. and ROK forces. Interpretation is no easy task, and once I was commissioned, I had to go through another 3 months of training, but this time for interpreting. If basic training was about physical suffering, this one dealt with mental and emotional suffering. Everything came down to an intense competition. From day one, I was given literally hundreds of acronyms to memorize, from AA, AB, AAA, things that didn't make sense. The list went on and on. There were tests every day, and everything was graded. We were told that the final ranking would determine our post, and that the difference between the posts was huge. One side, you would be interpreting for generals and VIPs, and on the other side, you would spend the entire time sweeping the floor. There were 16 other new interpreting officers who was training with me, and these were extraordinarily talented men. Many were from prestigious Ivy League colleges. They were smart, eloquent, and gifted in every way. When it took me over an hour to memorize a single page, some appeared to have photographic memories. I was under immense stress. Hard work barely seemed to be enough. During the first week of training, I slept an hour or two a day. My worth was defined by my memorization skills and eloquence, and I wasn't doing well in comparison to the others. I felt defeated, unqualified, and small. I even doubted whether it was truly God who had led me there. Even on the weekends, I would have trouble sleeping. There was a storm inside my heart, and the endless worries and stress would not leave my mind. But then, I came to know a new song by Hillsong called Prince of Peace. And this song gave rest to my restless soul and during those sleepless nights. The bridge of the song goes, "Your love surrounds me when my thoughts wage war. When night screams terror, there your voice will roar. Come, death or shadow, God, I know your light will meet me there. When fear comes knocking, there you will be my God. When day breeds trouble, there you will hold my heart. Come, storm and battle, God, I know your peace will meet me there." The song spoke to me that in the storm, God was there right beside me. When my mind waged war against myself, his love came rushing through. With one roar, he silenced the scream of terror. He heard my cry, he heard my prayer, and he came and met me where I was. He was God, my Prince of Peace. He told me, "Fear no evil, I am here." The final stage of the training was getting actual field experience. During a major combined exercise between the ROC and U.S. forces, we were assigned to different departments as interpreters. And up until that moment, we were not told of our accumulated rankings. However, there was a rumor that you could guess your ranking based on which department you got assigned for during the exercise. And I was assigned to a department that was rumored to be at the very bottom of the rankings. The news was devastating. Yes, I had given it all to the Lord. Yes, I had prayed that I would give in things no matter what. But when I heard some discussing who's at the top and who's at the bottom, I felt ashamed, mocked, and hurt. I remember retreating to one of the stalls in the men's restroom, the only place I could be alone, and I poured my heart out before the Lord. But later I would learn that the rumor over my department was actually not true. But not knowing this, I still gave my all to my role. I grabbed whatever opportunity to polish my skills and to connect with the people I was working with. And during those 2 weeks of the exercise, the Lord gave me favor in the eyes of the head of the department. And at the end of the exercise, I was recommended to receive a reward from the Supreme Commanders. So there I was, standing before 3-star generals, shaking hands with them in front of a cheering crowd, receiving honor. And I stood there quietly, overwhelmed with a mixture of feelings. He had prepared a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. My cup overflowed. And I knew it was not I, but him. It was not my interpreting skills nor my efforts that brought me to that place. The Lord humbles and the Lord lifts up. He is the lifter of my head. And right now, I'm stationed in Daegu, where God had provided for me. And my post is the testament of God's goodness and faithfulness. And I would like to thank everyone, this community and everyone who prayed for me. I could not have endured this season without the support of my spiritual family. This is your testimony as well. The Lord is truly good to those who love Him. He is our joy. He is our peace. And He is the lifter of our head. And hope does not put us to shame, for He has already poured out His love for us through His Spirit and through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. So today, let us rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Thank you.